Good morning. We read this morning from Romans chapter 10, beginning at the 8th verse. But what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call on him. For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Some of you probably know Adolf Hitler from living during the time that he was a dictator in Germany. And some of you probably only know him from the history books. Whatever, he taught us two things of great importance. The bigger and more outrageous the lie, the more apt people are to believe it. And two, the more you tell a lie, the more people tend to believe it. For instance, that fish actually becomes as big as you have been telling people for years that it was. Sometimes we call it wishful truth. That can be funny until we begin to have fuzzy memories about important things. Wishful truth tells us that men are as good at being moms as women are, and women are as good at being dads as men are. Wishful truth tells us that gay and lesbian couples can adopt and raise children as well as, if not better, than traditional families. If these things are true at all, they are only true in rare cases. Yet mankind wants them to be universally true. Therefore, they are becoming society's truth. Or consider the theory of evolution as an example. This theory of origins was unheard of until Charles Darwin wrote some things about the survival of the fittest. For thousands of years, the earth paid tribute to God as the creator and preserver of both mankind and the universe. When Darwin introduced some of his thoughts, he was ridiculed and laughed at, and the church led the charge. Our text. But the devil was intrigued by the lie, and he carried the ball. The lie became Satan's lie, a means to undermine the gospel itself. It provided a way for man to deny accountability to God. If man was not made by God, then he is not accountable to God. If he is not accountable to God, then there is no need for a Savior. There is then, in the end, nothing from which man needs to be saved. Evolution, then, carried through, makes Jesus useless. The lie was big enough and told often enough that with increasing speed, the population not only thought it might be possible, but accepted it as true. And this was probably a turning point in the history of the Christian church. Satan used the theory to crack the armor of inspiration that had to that time preserved the truth of the scriptures. Soon the Bible was no longer God's word. It contained God's word, meaning it also contained error. In a short time, the Bible's plan for the roles of men and women went haywire. Homosexuality was no longer a perversion, but a lifestyle. And killing the unborn was no longer murder, but choice. There is no end to the list of lies that Satan wants us to accept. There is no calling on the name of the Lord, but a lot of wishful truth. The point here is that society no longer believes that these are lies. In their minds, these lies have now become truth, and they will bitterly oppose anyone who would challenge their belief systems. Our text tries to help you distinguish between fact and fiction in our hearts and minds. That is why this text and many others are so precious to us. It is only God that can keep us from drifting into a spiritual fantasy land. When you have Scripture, the only way you can go astray is to deny that it is accurate. So the only thing to keep us from error is God's Word. But the unbeliever does not believe that the Bible is God's Word. What then will keep the unbeliever from error? Nothing. But you, students, do not have to put up with that wishful truth. Every day you hear the truth of God's Word. You and your parents have chosen the path to strengthen you in your faith with words of truth regularly here at Emmanuel. You are learning to call upon the name of the Lord from the heart and not from some wishful truth about your origin and your life. And people, you juniors and seniors, who must soon solidify decisions about your future education, you do not have to put up with those wishful truths until perhaps you get into your specialized training for your career. There is a place here at Emmanuel where you can get wisdom along with your education, and in most cases, not skip a beat for your future. Another wishful truth is the idea of decision theology, which can be a bad offshoot of a study called apologetics. Yes, hearing about the wonderful creation of God and the science of creation does show forth His power and majesty, and that is a wonderful thing. If some of the myths of the world's thoughts are dispelled by the facts of science, that is a wonderful thing. If someone's interest is aroused in the Word, that is a wonderful thing. But when, after some argumentation and debate, someone decides that he now believes in Jesus, that is a rational decision. Our text speaks of a word of faith, not a decision of faith. Faith is a creation of the Holy Spirit, working in the heart through the hearing of the Word. From the heart, call upon the name of the Lord, our text says. So, continue to call on the name of the Lord, and be strengthened in the faith that Jesus died for our sins. Pray also for the strength to share that fact openly with others, and as our text says, we will not be put to shame. To our dear Lord, we pray. Thank you, dear Jesus, for the gift of eternal life. Fill our hearts always with both sorrow for our sins and with joy and confidence of that simple gospel promise which you have given to us in the final verse of our text. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Preserve us from any other wishful truth, so that we know that this alone is the reality that saves. Amen.